Our scripture lesson is Psalm 42. What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, God's love or our knowing Him? Did He love us first, or was it only after we were baptized and came to know Him and seek Him? Was it only after that that He loved us? Or is that just the first time that we were aware of His love for us? As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for You, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, going with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed with me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember You from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from the Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of Your waterfalls. All Your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs His love. At night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have You forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is Your God? Why are You downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for You, O God. What a beautiful phrase. The poetry is vivid. Can you see the deer standing in the forest? Sunlight streaking through the leaves and the trees so that it's shining ribbons of light on the light brown body and sparkling in the deep pool of brown eyes. Have you been thirsty before? Can you feel the deer panting in anticipation of coming to the brook for a soft, cool, refreshing drink of water? So pants my soul for You, O God. Have you ever felt like that? Can you imagine feeling that close to God, having such a warm, refreshing, personal relationship with the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth? A commentary tells us that the psalmist is lamenting the fact that for some reason he has been unable to get to temple for worship in apparently quite some time. Is that the way that you feel when you miss church? Are you constantly longing for the closeness of God? Has He gone away from us? No. Never. We are the ones always going away from Him. We're too busy with other worldly activities to be concerned with Him. We have many needs for our time, many needs for our presence, places that we need to go, many needs for our gifts, and it takes too long to stop and pray. We're the ones taking our eye off the target. We're the ones taking our heart away from our Savior. We choose to separate ourselves from the love of God. And as we find ourselves at the end of our rope and at the brink of despair and in loneliness,
then we finally come to realize that we need God. We need God in our life every day, every moment of every day. Who have I in heaven after all but you, O Lord? And there's none on the earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry, for all those attractions of our secular life. But it is good for me to draw near to you, God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I might declare all your works, Lord. Those words in Psalm 73. In Max Lucado's book, Just Like Jesus, he starts out one of the chapters with this heading, A God-Intoxicated Heart. A God-Intoxicated Heart. And the first sentence in the chapter says this, It is a wonderful day indeed when we stop working for God and begin working with God. You know, I think a lot of us think of God as the boss. He's the one setting the policy. He's the one who desires us to follow his ways of getting things done. We can surely get in contact with him, the boss, when we need help. We can get in contact with him when we have a problem that needs some more horsepower. When I was in the Air Force, in the rank of captain, I used to love going to Navy bases. When I called for transportation to go from my aircraft to quarters, I got first-class treatment. I got first-class quarters. I was in the habit of calling the visiting officer's lodging office for reservations myself because, you see, a captain in the Air Force is just a junior officer, somebody who does the work, manages the frontline troops. But in the Navy, a captain is a senior officer, worthy of special treatment and extra perks. When we were coordinating projects, it was often helpful when we were running into stumbling blocks to ask the person who was in the way if he'd like to talk to my colonel. And that, I think, is the way that we tend to work God sometimes. He's the boss. And we call on him if we need a little extra horsepower. I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Oh, it's a wonderful day indeed when we stop working for God and begin working with God. What if we were always in the presence of God? What if we would never to leave church? There's never a non-sacred moment. What if his presence never diminished? If God is perpetually present, is it possible to enjoy unceasing communion with him? I've talked before about setting aside a special time to pray. I've even recommended a special place to go in your homes to pray so that when you are there, you know why you are there and you won't allow yourself to be distracted. Well, let's take that thought a little further. Well, all right, let's take it a lot further. What if our daily communion with God never ceased? Would it be possible to live minute by minute in the presence of God? Is such intimacy even possible? Well, Frank Laubeck, born in the United States in 1884, was a missionary, and he asked this question, can we have that contact with God all the time? All the time awake, fall asleep in his arms, and awaken in his presence? Can we do his will all the time? Well, Frank chose to make the rest of his life an experiment in answering those questions. In his diary, he wrote on January 26, 1930, I am feeling God in each movement by an act of will. And then in March, this sense of being led by an unseen hand which takes mine, and while another hand reaches ahead and prepares the way, grows upon me daily. I determine not to get out of bed until that mindset upon the Lord is settled. Then April 18th, I've tasted a thrill in fellowship with God. This afternoon, the possession of God has caught me up with such sheer joy that I thought I never had known anything like it. God was so close and so amazingly lovely that I felt like melting all over with a strange, blissful contentment. Then May 14th. Oh, this thing of keeping in constant touch with God, this thing of making Him the object of my thought and the companion of my conversation, this is the most amazing thing I ever ran across. I cannot even do it for half a day, not yet. It's a matter of acquiring a new habit of thought. And then here's the payoff on June 1st. I remember how, as I looked at people with a love God gave, I remember that how I looked at people with a love God gave, they looked back and acted as though they wanted to go with me. I felt then that for a day I saw a little of that marvelous pull that Jesus had as He walked along the road day after day. God intoxicated and radiant with endless communion of his soul with God. What came first? God's love or our knowing Him? That, I think, is not the question that we need to be asking ourselves. I think the question that deserves our time is, can we have that contact with God all the time? All the time awake. Fall asleep in His arms and awaken in His presence. Can we do His will all the time? As we come to celebrate the Eucharist, the fellowship of Holy Communion, let us seek communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be in contact with Him all of the time. But we see how hard it is for John Laubach. So while you're here at the altar, ask Him to come close to you. Lay His hand upon your shoulder and walk with you as you go back to your seat, and then walk with you as you go into the world. And then as you smile at others, see if they smile back and want to come along. What do we believe? And are we living it? Are we really Christ-like people trying to live like Christ? Do we believe people can be transformed in their relationship with Christ? Let's start today. No matter where you're at in your personal relationship with Christ, let's start anew today, growing even closer in an even more personal relationship with Him. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, help us to recognize Your presence each moment of our lives. Help us see You next to us through the trials and tribulations and through the joys and celebrations. And Father, be in us, not to stay inside, but to be there so that others can see through us Your love for them. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.